Stella speaking.
Yes, how you doing? I was trying to call and get my service started back for home health.
Sure. You used to have home care services and it got stopped?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
Why was it
ma'am.
stopped?
The worker that I had, I didn't no longer want her, so and I couldn't find anyone else, and my daughter just turned the age of being able to help, even though that's who was taking care of me, and I was trying to get my service back started.
Got it. Okay, so we can for sure help you. Let me ask like that. How many hours were you approved for?
I think I was getting like 5 hours, if I'm not mistaken,
5 hours a
7 or 5.
day?
Yeah.
So what we'll need to do is I'll need to get all of your information, and we'll need to call the state to
Okay.
let them know they should send authorization to Deluxe Home Care so we can go forward with
Okay.
The services. Give me
Okay.
1 minute. Let me just log into your Medicaid account. Do you have your Medicaid ID?
No, I do not.
You don't.
I can give you my social.
So let me see if I can check it up. Hold on.
Let me see
Give
my
me a minute.
Medicaid number. I might have it. Might be on this paper right here.
Hold on.
Is that the NDC number? Is that the
Yeah,
Medicaid
DNC.
number? Okay, I have it. I do.
What is that?
It is 12-496-12-083. I mean, 03.
03. Got it. And what's your first and last name?
Fiance Nation.
How do I spell your first name? I couldn't hear.
KEONTA.
K E
Last
H,
night.
unclear. K E what? Okay.
ONTA.
Got it. Thank you so much. And your last name is Mason, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And what's your date of birth?
7/7/91.
1991. What's your social?
488-06-6002.
Got it. Thanks so much for that. What's your address?
3937
Okay.
20 North 20th Street.
North 20th Street. And then that's in St. Louis.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. And what's your zip code?
Oh, it's 63107.
63107.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. And what's your caregiver's name, the one that you want to sign up as your caregiver?
Michaela Dupree.
Michaela Dupree.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. And what's her phone number?
What's the phone number? 557
Okay.
215
Okay.
52
5626.
Who?
5626.
52 5626. I don't
Got
know
it.
why I
Thank you
can't,
so much. No problem. And you said you think you have 5 hours a day, so that's like 35 hours a
Yes,
week
ma'am.
around. Got it. So let me tell you what we'll need to do is we'll need to confirm with the state that your home care is still active, that you still have active home care services, and we'll need to let them know that you want Deluxe Home Care as your home care provider, and they'll just ask you a few questions. If you don't have home care anymore, they'll need to do an assessment, come down again, and see how many hours you can get approved. They're just going to do what I can do is I can transfer you right now to the state, and you'll let them know
Please.
that you're calling to transfer home care agency to Deluxe Home Care. And then in the meantime, once you hang up with the state, we're going to have someone from our agency call you later. So she's going to start signing
Okay.
up your caregiver as a home health aide so we can get that started as soon as possible. And she's just going to make sure
Okay.
everything runs quick. She's gonna like
thank
help you
you.
with everything. Is your number 557-215-5626?
Mm-hmm.
Can I text you to that number?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll text you right now just some information that you will need to know. They will ask you for the home care agency name, so I'll give it to you.
Okay.
And they'll also ask you for a number to contact the agency, so I'll give you also a number for that.
Okay.
That would be Deluxe Home Care. They will ask you the spelling because there is two Deluxe Home Care, one with an E and one without. So we do have an E.
Mm.
I'll send you your Medicaid ID as well. Like, you have it. You gave it to me, but just so you have it in front of you, because they will ask
okay.
you that as well. So.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they'll need. They might ask you some more questions. Just answer them whatever applies for you. You don't need to offer information. Just if they ask you anything, just answer. Okay?
Okay. Yes,
so
ma'am.
I will transfer right now to... I will transfer right now to the state. If you have any questions, just text me, and I'll be able to answer it right away so you know what to answer for them. Okay?
Okay.
And
thank
they'll
you.
Ask you actually which kind of care you need. They'll ask you in-home care or CDS. Request CDS
okay.
care. Okay?
Okay.
I'll text
okay.
it to you as well so you know.
Thank you.
Can you confirm you got my text, just to confirm, before we hang up?
I get it. Mm-hmm.
You get it. Okay,
perfect. Home care. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I will transfer right now to the state, and as I said, just text me on this line if you have any questions. I'll just assist you. Okay?
Okay.
Any questions
yes, ma'am.
Before
thank
I transfer?
You. No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. It may take actually a
you
few
too.
Minutes until you get transferred because, like, it does take a while until someone answers there. Okay? But I'll make
okay.
sure you get someone
sure.
on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Community service.
Hold on. Myself.
All right. May I have your name?
Keontae Mason.
All right. And what is a good callback number if we get disconnected?
557-205-215-5626.
Okay, I have way too many numbers there for a phone number. You said
556. Hold on, I'm sorry. 557-215. 5626.
Okay.
I'm sorry, my blood pressure
no,
is out of whack.
That's okay. All right. And do you have your Medicaid number or your social?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. 12496120803.
Okay, that's too many numbers for a social or a Medicaid number.
NDC number?
Yes, do you see something that says DCN?
DC, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's 1-2-0-8-0-3.
Let's try out the Missouri Health Nets only have 8 digits unless they have 2 zeros at the beginning. Let's see what we can figure out here. Do you know your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. 488-066-002.
Okay, that sounds the right amount of numbers. We'll try that one. Yeah, there you are. Oh, right. And your, excuse me, and your date of birth?
7/7/91.
All right. Let me get your file pulled up here. All right, and what is it you're needing assistance with today?
I was trying to get my home health started back, and the company that I was trying to go through connecting me to you all.
Okay, I think you're going to need the referrals team here. Give me one second. I'm going to transfer you over. I know this is going to be an awful pain, but keep all your information handy because they're going to ask for it again, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm sending you over now. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Thank you.
want me to answer that? Okay. Huh? Yep. Look at that. So long. But I'm glad the first. What happened to 16? Oh. I'm back. Where's the one?
I'm looking at the
okay, so you want to leave with me, you know what? Oh. I ain't as long as I do this phone shit that I haven't been waiting on some DVS shit right back there. I don't want to die. Michael said, we just on your hour. No, we weren't going that long.
That wasn't because we had stopped. No,
really?
We
Hey, listen, if you can, we didn't do it for them. You did?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Well,
no, but down on though after so long.
No.
Three. 3 years ago.
That's
cool. Yeah. Like, I can't ever see more. Exactly.
Well, see, remember he took us to
AT&T
and I
tried
to
hey, no, there was Verizon he took us to. What kind of bottle? I got one on that side. No, because that killed you. I don't mind going right to here with you.
Helicopter.
Thank you for calling Hillman Community-Based Services. This is Alyssa. Are you calling regarding services for yourself or for someone else?
Myself.
Okay. And what's a good contact number for you in case we get disconnected?
30,
okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes,
how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I was calling. I was trying to get my home health service back started.
Okay. And what's a good callback number for you in case we get disconnected?
It's 557-215-5626. 5626. I'm sorry, love. When my blood pressure is high, I'm on a lot of whack.
Okay. And do you by chance have your DCN or MoHealthNet ID?
Hold on. I'm going to give it to you now. I'm sorry. They texted it to me. It is 289-57861.
All right, thank you. Let me get you pulled up.
Okay.
And what's your name?
Keontae Mason.
And your date of birth?
7/7/91.
And how can I help you today?
I was trying to get my home health back started. I'm really in need of it. Like, I have been diagnosed with high blood pressure and everything, and it's been a minute since I had a worker because my last worker, it didn't work out well.
Okay. All right, let me give me one moment to review your case.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right. It does look like your Medicaid is eligible to be referred for initial assessment.
Yes.
Is there anyone there assisting you today?
What can you explain to, like, taking care of me?
No, like assisting you with this phone call today.
No, ma'am.
Okay. I just don't want to make, I want to make sure I don't provide information that you didn't want other people to hear.
You want me to take you too? Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you currently in a hospital or facility?
No, ma'am.
And do you have a legal guardian?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Before going further, please allow me to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those of someone accepted into a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment. The assessment will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've explained?
No, ma'am.
All right. Is the number that you provided me earlier your primary phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you, is your primary language English?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you married, never married, widowed, or divorced?
Separated.
And do you live with anyone?
Yes.
Okay. What's your current address?
My children. 3937 North 20th Street.
And what city is that in?
St. Louis, Missouri.
And what's the zip code on that?
63107.
Okay. Is that your mailing address as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you have any special communication needs, such as reading, writing, hearing, or vision?
My vision is bad, and also my feet.
Okay. And then since we're going to be having a state assessor come to your home, I have some safety questions I have to ask.
Okay.
Do you live in a safe neighborhood?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any known illegal drug activity?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a history of violent behavior?
No, ma'am.
Is your home structurally safe and accessible?
Yes.
Do you have any contagious or infectious diseases?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry for laughing. I really apologize. I apologize.
There's a list. That's okay. any vicious animals in your home?
No, ma'am.
Any weapons?
No, ma'am.
And any pest infestation, such as bed bugs, fleas, or mites?
No, ma'am.
All right, thank you. Okay, so I have high blood pressure as one of your medical diagnoses. What are some others that cause you need for services?
I'm a diabetic. I'm a diabetic type 1. My left arm was burnt during in a house fire, and I can't really raise my arms to do my hair or anything. And I'm very well underweighted.
Okay. Have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm sorry. I also have asthma. I apologize.
No, you're good. I can add that on here. All right. So we have two different types of services. We have consumer-directed services where you have your own caregiver, you hire, fire, train your own caregiver, and it can be an immediate family member. Or there's in-home services, and that's where your chosen provider agency would send you out one of their own caregivers.
Okay, I will go with the first one because my baby, she's been doing it since before she was old enough, and I'd just rather have her do it.
Okay. Do you need assistance with hands-on personal care, such as getting in and out of the shower?
Yes, ma'am.
What about essential transportation, like running errands for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you need assistance with household cleaning-related tasks?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about adult daycare? Would that be something you're interested in?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then next is respite services. That's for, like, if your daughter is not available, then someone could come in and sit with you and visit.
Well, she will be around, so I'm fine on that part.
Okay. And then do you need assistance with meal preparation?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then what about medication management? That's where a nurse would come to your home and set up your meds.
With the meds, I do good with giving myself my insulin because I really hate the poking with the needle, even with going to the hospital, so I feel safer giving myself my insulin.
Okay. And then what about correspondence? That would be like helping you go through your mail and paperwork.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Do you have a provider agency that you've chosen yet?
Deluxe Home Healthcare.
And do you have a phone number for them?
314-501-2520.
Thank you. And is there anyone that you've been speaking with specifically?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Alrighty.
Today when I called, it was just the deluxe place, and they transferred me to you all.
Okay. And I think that's all the information I need. So now within the next 15 mm-hmm. business days, a state assessor is going to reach out to you to schedule a time to come to your home.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me today?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for
you
calling.
You have a great day.
You too. I'm going to get you over to a recorded line, and that's going to explain the next steps
okay.
in the process.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm transferring you now. Thank you so much for calling, and happy holidays.
Same to you.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper, if available, to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor, will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
Call back. You have to get them. That's all she needs. I understand. Everybody got me through the process.
I'm going through the bar.
It is.